Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. Oh, so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt full of curiosity and questions about jujitsu and so much more.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jujitsu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you are new here, this is our second video edition of the podcast. So we're still figuring things out, which is fun because it's something new and different. Yeah. And I very much have a beginner's mindset about this whole setup. Yes. And so we're going to talk about a beginner mindset for this episode and why it's really important to keep that.
Yeah. Let's talk just a little bit about like how the podcast started, because I think that's a good, you know, indication of the beginner mindset too.
Okay. Oh, and also if you are brand new here, we have a starter pack of episodes for you. There's a link to it in the show notes. Okay. How did this start?
Well, you started jiu-jitsu.
That was the first step.
Did you start jiu-jitsu?
Because you invited me and said that I should try it. And there was a free 30 days.
Yeah. And you were telling your clients to get out of their comfort zone.
I did do that.
But you weren't doing anything to get out of your comfort zone.
I was not.
And jiu-jitsu definitely is good for getting out of your comfort zone.
Every day. Just every time I show up here, I'm just knocked right out of it.
Yeah. A two-stripe blue belt. So recognize that too.
I think I will be forever knocked out, which is fine. It's good for me. It keeps me sharp and I think and aware, not just of stuff here, but just in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had started this like awkward BJJ journal to go along with your first few classes.
Yeah.
Which I had so much fun listening to.
I mean, there's nothing more awkward than starting jiu-jitsu, really. Like learning how to shrimp and, you know, being so close to people. My God, you have to get close to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And all up in their space.
it's one of the reasons we become fast friends in jiu-jitsu is because you're very close.
Yeah.
And you're putting, you know, your safety in someone else's hands and recognizing that if I tap, you're going to let go. And so there's fast trust built.
And my wife, Beth, was like, you don't even like to hug people. You're like one of those. See, if you're watching the video,
you can see the awkward
hug.
Are you more likely to hug people now?
I think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. And try to get under hooks.
Good. I'm so glad. Proud of you for that.
Thank you. See, I pay attention.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then you were just like, you know, I'd like to do this for real. And so I was like, well, if you're doing this, I want in. Let's do it together.
Well, I kind of needed somebody that actually knew about jiu-jitsu to do the podcast with me.
Yeah.
Or it was just going to be me talking about all of my awkwardness, which I think is good for a few episodes.
Right. But eventually,
not going to really build an audience with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that was a good beginner mindset, though, is kind of going through that. What have you started recently?
We're doing the video version of this now. We are attempting it. This is episode number 2 of this attempt. I call it an experiment.
Yeah.
I don't really have any attachment to it.
Okay.
But it also makes me better in my, you know, day job of podcast production and coaching. I'm like, I should really know how to do these things in multiple camera angles.
Camera one, camera two.
It's going to get fancy real soon and we're going to have 3 just because we can. Yeah.
See me from every angle. It's lovely.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of the setup and the editing and figuring it all out because it keeps it fun.
Yeah.
I love learning new things.
Yes. That is a good point about having a good beginner's mindset is like enjoying the learning process.
Mm-hmm. And not being attached to the outcomes of it.
Yeah. It's okay to suck.
Yeah.
It's okay to be bad at something.
And I feel like since we've added judo to the mix, that's a whole new level of bad for me.
Yeah. We're going to start introducing ourselves as just judo white belts. Yeah. I'm AJ Klingerman, a judo white belt. Not obsessed with judo. Very interested in judo, but
curious. I'm judo curious.
Yes. Judo curious. So yeah, we both recently started judo. And we have a few other students that are pretty consistent. And of course, Risser and I are doing the lessons and then doing some private lessons too, because we do want to get rank in judo. Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
It's so hard. It's like a different, it feels like a different world. I mean, like, I know there's overlap.
Right.
But it feels very different.
Yeah. And there's going to be like, you know, I mean, kind of how I was explaining it to some people who don't do martial arts is like, you know, jiu-jitsu is the ground game and we do a little stand up, and judo is the stand up and they do a little ground.
Yeah.
And there, you know, there are parts that don't overlap well. You know, like there are some judo moves that put you in a bad position for jiu-jitsu. I think one of the hardest parts about judo, though, is learning a different language.
Oh, totally.
Because you have to know what the throws are called and what the off balancing is and what the break falls are called and what, you know, like,
yeah,
you have to learn some Japanese.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
It is. And I feel like my curiosity with it at this point, it's more like, I don't want to get left behind and start getting thrown and not know, like, I'll know that I'm going to get thrown, but I want to know how I'm getting thrown, and I want to be able to throw people.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's more of a, I don't want to get left behind at this point.
Interesting.
Than, so I really want to do this.
So more than wanting to do judo, you don't want FOMO kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what to expect. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, you know, there's many different ways to like want to get involved in something, and the fear of missing out is a good one.
Yeah.
For me, like, I don't know, you know, like a lot of people when they get their black belt, they're like, I, you know, I feel like I'm starting over. And I know that I still have tons to learn as a black belt, absolutely. But this is, for me, a good way of starting over, of keeping beginner mindset. And, you know, a lot of black belts, like, I recognize this a lot, that black belts, particularly because, you know, some of them have had black belts longer than a lot of people have been training, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they forget what it's like to be a beginner. So they forget how to break down a move. And they, you know, they kind of rush through it because they get it. So they think you get it. So really getting back into that being a white belt and going, okay, I see what you're doing, but also, can you answer me this, this, and this? Or, you know, like, and so recognizing ways I can be a better coach through those beginner's eyes too is helpful for me. And I'm just bad at it. And it's good to show my students that it's okay to be bad at something.
Yeah. I mean, I will tell you, it's kind of nice to see. It's nice to see that you can be as confused by something as I can.
Yeah. 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 It's kind of helpful. You know, like,
it truly is.
It's, we are all just humans learning a sport together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's good to show that, like, it's okay to be confused. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to be bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
We just,
and then I feel like one day things will, just like with jiu-jitsu, things will start to click at some point.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure. I'm sure. And, you know, we are very blessed. We've got a very good judo coach.
Yes.
I will say I've had a decent amount of judo experience in the past. And I wanted to learn judo. I did. I wanted to learn judo. I wanted to know judo more than I wanted to learn it. But I never got excited enough about it to buy a judo gi and a judo belt.
Yeah. See, you know? I haven't gotten that excited yet.
Yeah. But I like want to do this for real. And I attribute a lot of that to the coach. Just the way he explains stuff, it's like, man, I've had so many judo classes and nobody ever made me understand that. So a good coach can really help you feel safe as a beginner and feel excited as a beginner.
And our coach is?
His name's Jordan Wolf. And he runs a gym called Carmel Judo here in the Indianapolis area. And he just has started learning jiu-jitsu from us and teaching us judo. So it's kind of a, you know.
I love it. And I love that he's doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So that he will also, I think, see the overlap and where it makes sense to.
Yeah, definitely. And like, you know, he can show something and be like, I see where that could get you in trouble if you did that in.
Yeah.
And he's competed too. So like he just recently did the Indy Open and, you know, he recognized some things where he was like, well, if I did this in judo, that would have been a win. But in jiu-jitsu, that's nothing, you know? Yeah. So it was good to kind of have him see that and have him go through the things that are helpful in, you know, either sport. So
say you're not doing judo. Mm-hmm. How do you keep a beginner mindset? Mm-hmm.
I think remain curious. Try to learn new things. Mm-hmm. Don't just stick with what your coach is teaching you. Your learning is your responsibility.
Yeah.
So yes, obviously work on the moves that your coach is teaching and that kind of stuff. But, you know, look outside of that to find your own jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I was saying in morning class today, it's really fun because everybody in class has a different game, but I can see sprinkles of my game throughout. Uh-huh. You know, like I think that's really cool. So, but you have to develop your own game. So remain curious, remain willing to be bad at something.
Oh yeah. That's a big one, especially if you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. I've gotten over those tendencies as I've gotten older.
That's good.
For perfection. I'm like, I'm just going to show up and see what happens.
Yeah. Cause you know, like sometimes you're trying to practice a new sweep or something and you keep getting your guard passed. Mm-hmm. Like you just have to be like, okay, well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have tried that on the purple belt first and I should have tried it on a teenager or something, you know, like
where are the children?
Exactly. Grab a kid, you know? But build your way up. You know, like there've been so many times where I've learned something and then tried to do it on a black belt first. And I was like, why? How did I choose that? Of course it's not going to work. I don't know it well enough to do it. And they're going to defend it. Like, but yeah, so I think those are the couple things is like remaining curious and expanding your own knowledge and then be willing to be bad at it.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think are some good ways to keep that like beginner mindset?
I think for me, the biggest part was letting go of that perfection piece and just being willing to be bad.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Why do you think it's important to have a beginner mindset?
Because if you go in thinking that you know stuff already, you're going to miss stuff. Mm-hmm. For example, today in class, we are reviewing breaking closed guard.
Yeah, like a pretty standard guard break.
That is so jiu-jitsu 101. And I've seen it a bazillion times. And I was not getting it because I wasn't using my hips. Mm-hmm. Made all the difference in the world.
Yeah. And you know, like as a two-stripe blue belt, there's a little bit of you that could potentially think, I know this. Like, I know it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it before. I know this.
Yeah.
And I even said that at the beginning of class because it was a pretty high ranking class.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know you guys have all seen this before. Mm-hmm. I know you've done it a million times, but I also know you're probably missing things.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. You know, we think we have it and we're missing just this little detail. And then you add that into it and you're like, oh, it's a game changer.
Completely. I was like, oh, this is why it works.
Yeah.
It was a couple very minor, like so minor. Mm-hmm. And then you think, how was I missing this for all this time?
Yeah. Because I mean, you've been training four and a half years now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was some time off for surgery and COVID and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. All in the hips.
And
the placement.
Yeah.
The fists. Like, it's just.
Makes all the difference.
Got some good notes today.
Yep. And had you come with just the mindset of, I know this, I don't have to pay attention. I can zone out because I've seen this a million times, then you would have missed it. But instead, you come in with that. Okay, what if this were the first time I were learning this? Mm-hmm. What details can I pick up?
I think I've almost trained myself enough because I am seeing things repeated, but it's like, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Because I know when I go out and do this live, I miss stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's nice to be at a point where everything is not brand new. And it's like, how can we go back in then and refine this and make it better?
Yeah.
Like just going back to something that Emily Kwok said at camp, the quality of our movement mm-hmm. makes all the difference.
Yeah. I also think it's important when bringing in new students. If a brand new person would have been in this morning with the pretty high ranking class, the moves would have been easy. You know, like not too, mm-hmm. you know, hard to do. We weren't doing De La Hiva X or anything, you know, like we're doing a standard guard break. But, you know, it's better if you have a beginner mindset, because then you can grab that new person and recognize like they're nervous, they're scared, they, you know, are worried about messing up. And it's like, it's fine. We all mess up. We mess up every single class, every one of us. So, you know, like it's okay. Messing up is part of how we learn. And so just like making it feel less stressful and like it's totally okay. I have a kid, he is brand new in kickboxing and he's been doing it for 2 months maybe. And just last week did I get him to do a first whole class.
Oh yeah.
The whole class. It was the first time he did the whole thing and not just like 5 minutes, because he's been so nervous about getting things wrong. And I was holding pads for him, and every time he'd messed up, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, that was my fault. Every time I just took the pressure off of him, and he had so much fun.
Nice.
And you know, like, so it, I just was like, look around, like they're messing up. It's okay. Like we can fix it on the back end. Like right now we're just trying to get this part, you know, like, and so I think it helps us with new students as well, if we can remember how it feels to be new.
Totally. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Take notes. Take notes.
Yeah.
I tell people constantly, and I consistently have maybe 5 or 6 students that take notes. And what I will tell you is I can tell.
That's
I can tell who takes notes. Absolutely. It's just, you know, consistently little things that I tell you, you work on, you fix, you know, like you can tell when people take notes. And I'm a black belt and I'm still taking notes right now, mostly in judo. But, you know, seminars during camp.
Yeah.
I was taking notes. I don't get the opportunity as much to take notes because I'm usually the one doing the talking. But yeah, take notes. I still go back. I had my notebook from 2015 open the other day, looking at notes from a floss seminar I took.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like I go back all the time. And if you don't have those, there will come a point in your jiu-jitsu that you'll wish you did.
I have so many notes.
Yeah. Do you ever go back just randomly?
I haven't in a while.
But you have, like, just, yeah.
Yeah. I'll even look at what we did, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something that I really want to try to incorporate into my game and go back and see, oh, what am I missing?
Yep.
Because I always highlight the
important parts,
the important little dumb detail that I am most likely to forget.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So I think that's the last part of that is, you know, still take notes. Even I have a picture of Rachel taking notes during Emily's session.
Yeah.
You know, like Rachel's number one gi and no gi grappler. She's phenomenal. She wins constantly. She's still sitting there taking notes.
Yeah.
Never be above being new and learning.
All right. I think that's a good way to wrap that up.
Yeah.
On and off the mat. Look, just one tip.
Absolutely. One tip. Done.
Done. It's like we've been doing this for a while. We're finally getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
But still always bringing a beginner mindset to it.
Definitely. Hence the video.
Yeah, exactly. All right, friends. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love to hear from you. You can DM us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. I'm also hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen and on TikTok.
I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, Beauty and the Gi Podcast.
And Beauty and the Gi is brought to you by...
Wait, we didn't say we'll see them on the mat.
Oh, yeah. Beginner mindset. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.